Well, hey, Gundam Maniacs, welcome to the Gundam Explained Show Live. This is part two, or day two, of the year in Gundam 2024. And not only do we have our favorite Steven here, Midnight Hatter, but also the birthday boy, he's Yannick Shadow of Sieg, New York. What's up, man?
Surprise. What's going on, guys? How's everything?
No, good, man. It's awesome for you to be a part of this just because, you're, you know, on that level when it comes to stuff happening in Gundam every year. So, like, having you on, I think, is helpful, you know, going through this stuff, getting your point of view.
And can we just spam happy birthday in the chat? Happy birthday, coach.
Yeah, spam happy birthday, coach. That's all you got to do. That's my nickname in Sieg, New York, is coach. So
and also it's cool because you already had a relationship with Bandai Collect, specifically Justin. So when I went to go meet him, it was because of you that it made it kind of an easy kind of meetup because, you know, you guys had already talked and everything.
Yeah. Justin is a very down to earth person. Like I told you before, because you hit me up and you told me what was going to happen. And I told you the truth. Like, Justin is a very, very down to earth guy. I geek out with him, man. That's the best. Like, you know, make sure everybody checks out that interview if you didn't, because I enjoyed that interview, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you guys geeked out, you guys connected. And, you know, the only person that needs to meet Justin now is, Steven.
I know that'd be cool. I know that's why he was saying, hey, try to come out to New York next year. And I need to do that. It would be so cool for all of us to hang out and then get some stuff. And then for the year in Gundam 2025 would be even bigger.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Possibly try to get some of the guys on here too.
I'll
get the second round.
Okay. We need to do that. Yeah.
Definitely talk about that down the road.
Yeah. So if you guys haven't watched it, I think I put the link in the description so you would watch it later, obviously, but it's for part one. At Steven's channel yesterday, it was a lot of fun going through Gunpla Builders World Cup, Gunpla that came out. What else did we cover?
Video games.
Oh, the video games, that's right.
Yeah.
And even Crocs.
Yeah, so, Gundam Crocs.
For today, for part two, we're going to cover some cool Gundam content creators, Gunpla Builders. Now, these were entries made by fans. So we put the link out there for fans of Gundam. Hey, this year, what were some of your favorite, you know, Gunpla Builders, creators in the Gundam universe? But also, we're going to cover the movies and shows that came out this year, because it was pretty cool with what came out. So
I do feel a bit like this is kind of like PBS, or not PBS, NPR, where it's like, you know, this show is brought to you by Sieg, New York, Art Rovo Gundam, and viewers like you.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, I'm glad you brought that up.
That's PBS from back in the day, though.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
No, that's true. I mean, it's really the support of Sieg, New York this whole time, and Art Rovo Gundam being a newer support. So actually, let me start with that real quick. So Art Rovo Gundam, the store that sent me over some, let's see, where did I put it? Yeah, sent me over some milestones they made this year. If you guys don't know by now, I've been pimping Art Rovo Gundam for a little while. He reached out to me. He's got the store link below. And he's all like, hey, Adam, I like your content. Let's work together so we can, you know, kind of help spread the word of Gundam. And I appreciate that so much. So I want to go over some of the things Art Rovo Gundam did this year. They opened their digital store at the end of April 2024. So that's not too long ago for a Gundam fan to open a store to start selling stuff. I'm sure we've all kind of thought about that at one point. You know, what would it be like opening our own shop?
Yeah.
He began with one distributor, but has now grown to three different distributors that he can use to get his stuff. Third quarter of 2024, opened an account with Alliance Games Distributor. And I guess this is for trading card games. So along with the Gunpla, the Gundam is trading cards, including Gundam TCG. So maybe we need to have Art Rovo kind of try to get us in as soon as the pre-orders or whatever are
available. Absolutely. Yeah,
I want to get my hands on those.
Okay, so yeah, they began to continue to grow their online presence via Instagram to the point where they gained over 1,000 followers. So that's within a year. That's pretty good, especially being a store, because it's not like it's necessarily like specific creative content. It's about like presence, letting yourself be known. Yeah. You know?
You gotta get yourself out there, especially when you're a new store or selling anything Gundam wise or anime wise. You always got to promote yourself. You know, I've had a talk with our verbal Gundam about marketing and stuff like that, and gave him a couple pointers of, you know, what I've accomplished with Seek New York, and you know, he's gonna try it out. You know,
that's cool.
You know, yeah, I try to help out as much as I can, with especially, you know, someone who's close to you and, you know, anybody else. So.
Yeah, and which was another one of the milestones was the sponsorship. So yeah, part of that marketing was him reaching out to me. And it was interesting because when we first did it, I was a little nervous because I was like, you know, I haven't really done something like that before. I don't want to come off as being salesy, but it's been so natural. That is awesome. And then they were able to now, Art Revo Gundam now can sell through Walmart. So if you have like that Walmart Plus subscription or whatever, and I actually do, we order our groceries from Walmart Plus. And you get Paramount Plus with that. But also, yeah, if you were to buy a kit, it could come from Art Rovo, and you can actually find the store in Walmart, and you get that free 2-day shipping. So
that's big, though. That's big for a short period of time of linking up with Walmart. When you told me that, I was like, wow, like that's he's making the right choices now. So, you know, down the road, he made better ones.
Yeah, I know. So, like, so guys, keep that in mind when you're wanting to buy some Gunpla or Gundam related stuff. He's been talking about potentially Robot Spirits as well. I brought that up, but you know, I don't know what the sales are like for that. But trading card games, even non Gundam model kit stuff. Yeah, head up Art Rover Gundam, link in the description. And there is a promo code, Gundam Explained 78, so you get free shipping on two or more items. Okay.
And it works.
Yeah, I know. It didn't for a little bit. But it does now. But yeah, okay. So to move on from that, next up, wanted to talk about the some different Gundam creators and let me bring this up, and yeah, content creators and builders. And again, these were entries by, you know, Gundam fans. I did not know all of them until I started seeing them. So that's what's pretty cool. Some I do know. For instance, Chloe's dad. That's a recent person that we, you know, interviewed on your show.
Steven. Yeah, one third of the Undergated. And I love, you know, they kind of have a similar origin story to you and I, because obviously CD is West Coast and Tesseract, Austin, and Coop are East Coast. So like they were able to link up online and kind of build their foundation that way, similar to how, like, you know, I'm East Coast and you're South. So and they're just such an honest and like straight up bunch of guys. That's how I knew that we would all get along, because it was like, you know, kind of the no BS mentality that they bring to the table.
Exactly. They are my weekly watch, you know, and I think sometimes they come out with extra videos too. So
yeah. So they've definitely given us some pointers, you know, like having segments and, you know, kind of having much more structure to the show, which I think it really resonates with people, and they all do great, great builds. I love, you know, when CD said, like, I like painting kits because I think that my paint schemes are better than the stock kit colors. I was like, you know, it takes some cojones to say that.
Yeah, but it's true. If you know how to paint, you can make it look better than what the base.
Dude, I love the teal and orange.
Yeah, no, that's cool, and that looks great too. Oh yeah, and the little effects over here. I just realized that. No, on the side. No, but that's one. Next up, friend of the channel, Talos Mobius.
My favorite Greek.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, honestly, anything that has to do with lore, I mean, especially through GBO2. Actually, yeah, it's like
GBO2.
He's a GBO2 and lore like professional. I mean, if you need any of that stuff, and he's at 97 subscribers, that is criminal. So if you're watching and you haven't subscribed,
and do he's so. One of the few guys that's still doing GBO2 content, because I feel like a lot of people have kind of jumped off the bandwagon, not just because of Gundam Breaker 4, but like among that and other reasons. And Talos has always been, you know, he's one of the most talented GBO2 players that is always willing to talk you through it and help you get better. Like if you're willing to listen, he's willing to tell, like, and he's patient with you. He's like, let's hop into a duel. I'm going to walk you through how to properly counter a melee attack. And like, you know, this mobile suit has melee priority 2. Yours is melee priority 3. Don't do that. Like, you know, very thorough guy.
Yeah, no, it's like he's talented and super nice and very knowledgeable. I mean, he should run for president. but yeah, check that out. Here's another one. I've always heard of this one, but never had followed. EA Gunpla.
I've watched plenty of his videos, and he does some of the best amazing work I've seen from a builder. And being that I can't paint, I can't spray paint, I can't do that because of I'm kind of limited where I live. But he's done him and Ray Studios is another one.
Oh yeah,
I love watching.
Very high quality.
Very high quality things, and you know, like you can see just the way he just blends certain things together, and you're like, oh, this is cool. And he does mostly like Kit Bash's stuff too, and it's, you know, Kit Bash is right up my alley as well.
And that tutorial where he walks you through scribing on just a piece of plot plate, what I love is he messes up. He intentionally wrecks it and then shows you how to fix the mistakes.
Oh yeah, I think I remember you telling me about that, which is great, because then when you see this stuff, it makes you feel like, oh, I can do that, you know?
Exactly.
I didn't even think about this. It's like I just scanned over a base, but painting and detailing a base makes way more sense than I thought. And actually, Steven, you've been 3D printing bases.
I know, right? I'm lazy compared to this. Like,
no. Okay, next up, Otaku Builder.
Otaku, yes.
Familiar with him? Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, I think the thumbnails look cool. I love the setup and everything. But yeah, this is a new one for me. And like the little mascot.
He has his own little mascot and stuff. But he's another excellent builder.
A nice touch.
Yeah. And then this one, It's a Gunpla, another one that was sent in. Not too familiar with It's a Gunpla, guys?
I've heard.
Oh yeah, probably like as far as like English speaking Gunpla YouTubers go, probably one of the top 3 airbrush painters in the country.
Oh my gosh, this F90 looks awesome.
Stunning, stunning work. I mean, come on, he has his own line of paints.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Is that?
Yeah, he does.
This is right there. Wow. Okay. That is interesting. Well, yeah, that's a new cool one. See, this is what's cool when people can submit things that they're into. Like, you find new stuff all the time.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's see. Next up, Gunpla Luke. Gunpla was on Steven's channel interview with him. Learned a lot.
He's the Talos Mobius of Gunpla, right?
Yeah.
Because he's right. Just willing to talk you through it and coach you, like...
Exactly. There's that thing about the kindness, the knowledge, but also the skill. And I need to hit him back up because I wanted to ask him about reducing nubbage, right? And because he has a thing where you can reach out to him and he's willing to help you out and do stuff like that. So yeah, that's a cool one. Okay. Next up, Pencil Knights.
Yep.
It's my man.
Oh, okay.
I love Pencil Knights. I didn't get a chance to meet him at the Gunpla Builders World Cup, but he was there. He had an entry. It was actually that Forbidden Gundam.
Which one is it?
Is it there?
The Full Mechanics?
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, it's really neat how he has these graphics for like how to and all that. And I like the thumbnails because it's like he made his own box art essentially.
Yeah, how cool is that?
That is a really good idea.
I watched the narrative one and I was just like blown away by what he was capable of doing. You know, I see why he uses LEDs a lot. And I couldn't do that now, but maybe down the road I could try.
I know. But the LED thing's fun. It really is. Cool stuff. Let's see. And then, is there anything else? Oh yeah, this another one, Gundam Kits Collection, which is funny because usually I know this from when I'm searching news,
right?
Yeah, about Gunpla, and I didn't realize even though they haven't posted recently. Maybe that's not their main thing. Maybe it's the website.
I think it's Facebook, mostly Facebook and X. It's mostly Facebook.
Okay, mostly.
Because that's where I get my news for all the P-Band eyes and stuff like that. If other news comes out, because I have that and I have Gumpler Nerd as well. So I use that to get all my information. Yeah. And then I post whatever I could post for the Sig New York Instagram.
Yeah. That's cool.
We've all used Gundam Kits Collection without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know it's real.
I know. Yeah. Anytime when I'm about to have a show and I haven't had that much news or anything to talk about, I always hit that up. Anytime I'm searching. Yeah, they're up there in the SEO rankings. Wait,
before you move on, can we give someone an honorable mention?
Oh yeah, of course.
Is Steb Gumpla, STEB. Another criminally undersubscribed channel.
Oh, okay. 1.23 subscribers. Yeah, give them some love too.
But he does some fantastic tutorials, on really like niche things. Like, for instance, that he has, you know, the rescribing mold lines. There's one where it's blending in decals, which this one's a great one because he, you know, lays down some water slides and then top coats them over and over until you can get enough extra top coat that you sand it down. And so then the decal blends into the plastic instead of.
You were telling me. So that was this channel.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. It's so interesting how you'll find these Gumpla building techniques that you would never have thought of. And it's like, wow, how have I not heard of this? You know, and then it's someone with 1,000 subscribers is doing that. And it's like, oh, that's amazing.
Exactly.
Well, can I mention somebody?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you guys know I tagged you guys in his last video on X. So MechaChat.
Yeah.
Mecha, what was Mecha the?
Chat.
Chat?
MechaChat. Yeah, chat. That's what it's called.
Oh. Yep,
there he is. Yeah, I've been watching his videos for the last 5 months. So he's very good. He's like you in the UK, Adam.
Yeah, yeah, no, I recognize his face when I have come across his videos for sure. That's a good one.
He's very, very honest, very open guy, you know. So
yeah, that's really cool.
I'm a new fan of his, so.
Okay, yeah, that's very cool. Yeah, and I like that it's a lot of different stuff in seeing the Megaton Musashi wired. So that's like a mecha game that I saw that it's like, oh, that's something, yeah, that I would cover for Gundam. So yeah, I like what's going on here.
We should reach out to him and get him on the show.
I think
too,
you know? Yeah, that's what I was thinking because it has that same sort of vibe because I remember watching some of his videos. Any others? What about the Sieg New York YouTube channel?
I have nothing on there. Sorry.
One day
I will. One day. Hopefully next year. Because we did a lot this year and next year is gonna hopefully be more bigger for us. And you know, everything takes time. You know,
but for now you direct everyone to the Instagram.
I direct everything to the Instagram, which we're doing an 8-kit giveaway and teaming up with Adam and Steven and Art Robo Gundam. Giving away 8 kits.
Yeah, I mean that's an absolutely insane. I'll be honest. I was the stingy one. I was like, guys, I'm not feeling the holiday spirit. Like, should we really give away 8 kits to somebody?
No, that's pretty cool because it could be where okay, we can give out 8 different kits, but then it could be, hey, what about one ultimate? You know.
Yeah.
No,
that prize pack. I love it.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. And because you said, Steven, you had the P Bandai.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna at least my contribution to it. Yeah,
the G line.
Yeah, gotta get that G line in there. That's 0081 representation.
Yeah, no, that's a good one.
I think we got a set group of kits to give away. You know, even if people don't want them, they could just give them to friends and stuff. But you know, like I said before, when I plan out giveaways with the guys, it's just like usually like, you know, we want to do something for everyone, you know. But that G line, I did want a G line, but somebody forgot to order it for me. Not going to say their name, but which you guys know the name. And he's probably in chat right now going, damn, why is he talking about that?
Well, right. Are you going to enter your own giveaway to try and get this one?
Oh, yeah. There you go. With Xiana Shadow account. Yep.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I did enough. Speaking of P Bandai, I did enough damage on P Bandai about $280 worth just before. So
what's that, it's like two kits?
Yeah, that's like two kits. Yeah, that's like two high grades in an SD, bro. Yeah.
Nah.
But yeah, so if anybody wants to join, participate in the giveaway. So this is what you guys are going to do. You're going to follow Sig New York Instagram. You're going to follow Adam. You're going to follow Steven at Art Robo Gundam. If you do not follow four, you are exempt from it. And you're going to share the reel. You're going to tag three friends in it in the comments below. And that's it.
That's good.
It's the easiest thing to do.
I know.
And you must live in the United States too. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Nah, that makes sense. That shipping could be crazy. You know, it's really cool, though, to see the variety of kits because you have different universes in something random, like the 7-Eleven bear guy. Another.
Yeah, throw 7-Eleven in there.
Steven, you really made it unique.
Yeah, you know, because that was another interesting one. Funny story about that kit is I actually got it by accident. So I bought there's two different versions of the 7-Eleven bear guy. There's that one, and then there's the one that looks more like the ACK guy, like that's got the model eye. Yeah. That's the one that I ordered, and they shipped this one instead.
Oh, interesting.
And then the one that I actually ordered came like 3 days later. So
wow.
So that's, I was like, cool. Well, I mean, I guess we're
yeah. No, that's
got an extra kit for nothing then. So
yeah, that's extra. Nice.
No, you guys got an extra kit for nothing.
Oh, there you go. That's right.
I'm sorry.
Well,
excuse me.
So next up, let's talk about some of the action figures and collectibles, maybe in general, that came out this year. So for me, huge Robot Spirits fan and a huge Zeta fan. So what's really cool about 2024 was all of the Zeta Robot Spirits. And, you know, for instance, I actually have some here with me because, like, this has got to be one of my favorite toys. I'll just straight up say it. Toys is the Veranime Mark II because it is just like it looks in the anime where I first saw it. And I was like, dude, I remember when I first saw Zeta, saw this Mark II, and I was like, that is the best idea for the next Gundam, you know, because at that time I didn't know all the other stuff that was going on in between, like the 80 Gundams they made. But I was like, okay, Mark II just looks awesome because it's bigger budget. So they have these awesome designs going on. And then I just love where it comes with all the, you know, effect parts. And you can totally kit it up. I have it with its ammo packs. It's got the gun holding the rocket and the Vulcan head thing. I love this so much. But the other thing that, you know, about these Zeta Robot Spirits is we finally get a super badass representation of the Hi-Zaq, you know, because I would always see the model kit out there and I was like, it looks off compared to these.
Looking.
Yeah. Compared to these newer action figures I'm buying, Robot Spirits or model kits, it's like, I want a proper Hi-Zaq. And then, so when they showed this off, I was like, yes, I need to get this. And, you know, oh man, I love how this turned out. And, you know, I have not the top of my shelf, but the top shelf is my Zeta shelf where I have the Psycho Gundam in the background. I have like all my Robot Spirits and mixed in like the big, there's not a Robot Spirits Big O yet. That's going to be expensive. Mm. So I have the model kit, but I'm glad I'm able to put that on there. And it's really cool because soon I'll be able to put on the Earth Federation GM2. I pre-ordered it, and then when I had to go, you know, which is actually, yeah, right here.
That's this one, right? The red.
Yeah. What's cool about it is when I went to go, because it was a pre-order, and then when I went to go check out, I noticed it was more expensive than it should be, and I was like, oh, I pre-ordered too. Good job, Adam. You know, for these types of suits, I love to have multiples. You know,
I've done that before too with P Banda.
Squad up.
I squad up, and I'm like, damn, like, all right. I was like, just give, throw it in for the giveaway. You know?
Exactly. Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think you did that with the Requiem for Vengeance kits. Like, how many did you end up buying? Because you gave out a lot.
So I two for you, two for Steven, and then two for the giveaway. So I bought three Zakus and three Gundam X.
Made a lot of people happy, dude. Because yeah. I would not have gotten it until I went to the – or actually, no, it came in the mail about a week ago, but then at the Gundam base – and then this weekend at Target, so it's cool that they're showing up there now. Finally,
oh yeah, that's where I got your kits. I got your kits at the Gundam base in New York Comic Con.
So that would have probably been the first place to get it.
Yeah,
at that time.
You know what was funny? Not a lot of people were buying them. To be honest with you, I don't know.
That's like interesting.
They walked right by them and they're just like, I'm just gonna go get this base limited edition.
And it's a shame because, like, honestly, like. You know, we talked about it yesterday. They're such solid kits, like,
and
tons and tons of detail. Like, if you love, like, you know, panel lining, not scribing your own panel lining, but like just hitting it with the liquid, tons and tons of panel lines.
And so especially the thing that I've learned to love is when there's a lot of little details that you can make, just, you know, getting some chrome or gold and just putting a little thing here or there. And I love that there's so much you can do on those.
Oh yeah. I've been rocking the metallic Sharpies on this guy.
Okay, so I need to do that because I just loaded up on Gundam markers, but I could probably save some money with some Sharpies. But anyway, it's just, I don't know about you guys, but when I look at this GM2, I love it because it's like the Mark II. It's the bigger budget version of the design of the GM. They can spend more time. They're not going to be restricted by, it has to be as kitty as you can make it. They can go out and make it look as machined as possible. Because you get the color separation under the feet, the antenna on the back, which will probably fall off easily. Yes. And the the effect parts too.
I think that my favorite part about the GM2 over the original GM is that the front skirt is split into two plates instead of being joined.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Let's look at that.
So it looks a little bit more like the Gundam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
You can tell.
Yeah. That is a better look. And it looks like
it's really good too.
Oh yeah. Cause the Mark II was doing that as well. Okay. Let's look at some others real quick. Yeah. And I love when you see the face of the Mark II. You don't normally see it in that proportion, in that look. So I just love how that just...
I mean, look at, like, you know, if you're going to do, like, the Virgin Chad meme, the Hyzak and the GM are both looking off like they're not... They don't want to make eye contact with you, but the Gundam Mark II is like, say something.
Yeah, I know. That's a good point. I love it. It works. Yeah, that is cool. Let's see. And then some other releases that... And actually, most of what people put were, interestingly enough, the Robot Spirits. I think because a lot of people that follow me are into Robot Spirits because a lot of my early content, and currently, I do a lot of Robot Spirits reviews. So, but, you know, getting the Rick Diaz, even, you know, both versions, very awesome that they did that. Titans version of the Mark II. Okay, let's go back up to... this is pretty cool. Armor Arrays DJ, and this is the cost signature. I didn't grab it, but that seems like something I would grab.
That color looks a lot better than the anime color, the teal and blue.
Yeah, you were telling me about that, and I do agree. It kind of works there.
That's his personal one, though.
Yeah,
that's his personal one.
And then the Guff flying test type Jaburo based version. That's awesome. It's just, it gets to be where I can't get them all, you know?
No, especially not that metal build Zeta. That one's like 300, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. The pre-orders came out this year. So I guess that can count. And it just looks amazing because you're seeing the metallic sheen. You're seeing the real type markings. It's that's great. Okay, going to this is one that was featured, which or someone put in the poll. This one looks incredible, but it, yeah, what, 36, 300 yen? That's probably what, like around $300 too, I'm guessing. I don't know, but I mean, yeah. I don't normally get 00 stuff, but this looks sick, especially the chest thing going on.
Yeah,
the,
how did they do that?
Yeah, I wonder, I mean, because it's. It's metal build, so it's probably a little bigger, so they probably have some sort of electronic mechanism inside for that. But even seeing, like, the arm shield blade things going on, I mean, this just looks sick, even though I don't normally get 00 stuff, you know? Yeah, it reminds me of, you know, that Seed Eclipse Master Grade? Like, yeah. How that looks really cool. It's very edgy, and it kind of reminds me of that, where it's taking it to the extreme of, like, the angles and all that. Hey, Zionic, have you bought any Robot Spirits or action figure Gundam Universe? I know you said you had the new.
I have the new. I have the real type marking new. I have the G3 from Target. The G3 is my favorite.
I remember.
I got the Sazabi.
Oh, I'm
looking at it right now. I got the Sazabi. The G3's up there. I got the Char figure.
That's awesome.
That's about it. Yeah, I got that Char figure. That's about it.
And that's that Mega House brand, right?
I was gonna say that's NX Edge Nightingale.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Thanks, Nightingale. I have Kaiju number 8 in the corner over there. Choo choo's all the way on top.
Oh,
as cool. Usual. Got Unit 2, what's the name? 02 over here. And what's her name from Guggen Logan?
I don't know.
I forgot her name. I'm bad with names sometimes.
Yeah, I get it. Anime names are tough. But that's cool. Names, so. It's cool, though, that you have some figures. Because, again, a lot of times when I talk with people online about Gundam or stuff, more people are about the Gunpla than they are the figures. And I think...
We're about that. I have it here. I have it all down here. I have it, like, right next to me. I have a huge backlog.
Yeah. No, I get it. But, yeah, it's cool because I feel like a lot of, you know, why I buy the action figures is because I've always kind of been an action figure collector, and it's just, like, Gundam kind of represents the ultimate action figure, you know, how they make them. And, yeah, when I got that, that new at the Gundam base, I did not – this, to me, and I have to do a video of it because I think this is the best proportioned new Gundam I have seen. It makes it look better than the real grade. And I thought the real grade was the best real grade at the time. But the way the head is proportioned with everything, the gold accents and everything, I used to have the Robot Spirits new, but this is my favorite. I didn't even buy the metal Robot Spirits new because I just like this one so much. So...
I also got some in the box in my closet. I have Johnny Ryden's his Zaku. Robot Spirit. Yeah, the high mobility Zaku. I have that, and I have Shars as well. So those are the two. Those are, like, actually, like, when I first started getting back into Gundam, those were the first two things I actually bought before I started building.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you knew what to get.
I don't know. I think I bought them from Big Bad Toy Store.
Yeah,
I think that's where I bought both of them, was from Big Bad Toys. You know, everybody always starts out of Big Bad Toys, and then it's just like you just start get your own place where you get your hookups from.
Yeah, that's where I got. So I got the Mark II version Kotoki Defensor set, Robot Spirits.
The G Defensor.
Yeah, yeah, and it was at Big Bad Toy Store. The only place that still had it, like, for sale without the inflated price, but it was still too expensive, but they had it on clearance because I think no one knew to get it. And it was just like the universe was speaking to me. They're like, Adam, this is the time. And I was like, yes,
it was, the thing is with Big Bad Toy Store, when I stopped buying from them, it was like some of their stuff was just out of proportion expensive. It's like, you know,
yeah,
I have no problem spending money, but if it's like, man, if I want a kit, get a kit, and this, and you know, like I buy a lot from the Gundam place in Atlanta, and they're great people, you know, over there. They know who I am, obviously. They know who everybody is. And it's just the fact, it's like, if I look at your website and you have this kit and it's a crazy price, and then I go to another website where it's a lot less and the shipping is $10 the most, like, I'm going to get it from you. Because I remember a couple times I went to Big Bad to look to see what they have, and I'm like, I just go to Luna Toy Store and order it from there and pay $5 flat shipping, and it'll come in 4 days because I live in New York. I'm 20 minutes, I'm a half hour away from the store, so it's going to get shipped to me either or. But it's just like, I hate when I see like these, you know, like sometimes I look at like places, like, you know, I'm not bad mouthing anybody. I'm not, you know, I'm going to say names. I'm, you know, like sometimes like USA Gundam store, like I'll see a certain kit or a certain something for this price, and I'm like, man, like, that bothers me, you know? And then I just go to another shop and it's like, oh, it's so much cheaper. And I see another place that's so much cheaper, but I understand everybody makes up their own prices. It's the way of business. I understand business really well. You know, I have family owned companies. So it's where you pick your poison, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I'm online and I want to buy a kit, and I think these owners need to know this, like, I'm checking different stores.
Yeah. So I mean, they have to, believe me, we know.
And that's why, like, you know, Art Rovo doing that, you know, free shipping if you buy two or more makes sense, you know, because then it's like, oh, I can maximize something there. But it's funny, going back to Big Bad Toy Store, that's an example of, okay, if there's a certain action figure I'm looking for, that's one of the stores I will check just in case it does happen to have it on clearance. Or, and I forget, it was either, I know this isn't Gundam related, but I'm going to show it. It's the Destoroyah from Godzilla versus Destoroyah. I think it was that one, or maybe the Mecha, one of them, nowhere else had it for sale anywhere. And if I went on their website and filtered to that brand, it wouldn't show up. But if I searched Big Bad Toy Store and that, it would show up, and it's the normal price. So think about that sometimes with your favorite store. Search the store and the item, and it might show up there because it's not in the store's actual search results. Which you might know a lot about that, Steven, when it comes to.
I mean, if you don't have your tag filtering set up correctly, then you might have better SEO from a search than you would like on your own website.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, that is. So. All right, let's look. Any others? The Metal Robot Spirits. That's right. I wanted to look at these because.
Oh my goodness, they already have a G-Quax Metal Robot Spirit.
Yeah, that's right. Zionic brought it up in chat the other day, and I totally forgot to bring it up. They're already
they're going balls to the wall with this quack, you know.
And to start from, so these again are things that I would buy if I budgeted correctly or could afford it in the first place with everything else, because again, I'm not a huge, you guys, I feel like I always preface with, I'm not a huge seed guy, but
I love the justice in that color.
I just love it
in that color. I love, like, it in that color.
Remember, Steven, yesterday we were talking about the blues, how sometimes, like, with the.
Oh, you're going to bring it up again. You don't like purple.
Exactly. Like this.
Well, here we go. I'm not refereeing this fight, okay, guys? I'm just sit here and watch. I'm spectating.
But this other one,
this blue is fantastic.
It's really cool how they did that. And that came out in January, which is cool that they planned it around the time of the film. And I would have loved to have got it. But, like, again, you know, I think they also had and we might see it up here, the Freedom.
Listen, I love that green army look and that Freedom. I tell you, if that was in the anime when it first came out, I'd probably be hooked to it. but I do like aesthetics from Destiny. Yeah. You know, I like the suits from Destiny. I think a lot of people do, no matter you know how much shit people talk about Seed.
Right. So another cool one is this S Gundam plus booster unit. So this was a re-release, but like,
and what's crazy is like the Gunpla, they have not re-released this as a high grade, like the booster unit S Gundam.
No, they haven't.
It's the same one from like 1988 or 1989. They've come out with a new high grade of the robot, but not of the booster unit. So
the regular Sentinel Gundam they came out with.
Yeah.
Okay. And I guess the reason I didn't get it is a lot of times when I'm choosing what to buy, it's like, well, how much, like, let me go back. How much like context do I have with liking this? Okay, did I just lose where I was? I
think I did. Was it in a new tab? Oh, there you go.
Well, let's see. Let me go back up here. Okay, yeah. There it is. You know, because a lot of times it's like I'm like I have to like the show it comes from, or sometimes can I associate a music with it? For instance, kind of unrelated, but kind of related, the Indiana Jones game that just came out.
Oh, okay.
I saw that.
Yeah. To be honest, if it wasn't Indiana Jones, I wouldn't care for it. But it evokes what we saw as a kid watching those movies. There was nothing like it. We wanted to be like him. And nothing else ever came out like that. And I think Uncharted was pretty close, you know, to that. But playing this game, it's like, wow, I really do feel like I'm in an indie thing. And I'm feeling all indie. And it's awesome. And so a lot of times when I choose what I'm going to put my money towards, it's like, what other context do I have that it brings me that kind of joy, that, you know, that feeling. And then, yeah, some more Destiny stuff that came out, and a lot of Destiny stuff. In fact, with the Akatsuki.
Yeah.
One of those. Let's see. The Hakushiki.
The Hakushiki. Armor.
That was the gold.
And then this Red Wing Gundam Zero, which I think our mod Ian got this one. And I think this is supposed to represent a certain like entry in or a certain.
This was for sale at to nominations in New York, actually. I think that was they had like a limited supply.
Oh, but
it sold, it sold out.
Yeah, it's a commemorative piece, right? Because
Yeah, 50th exclusive.
I think Tuesday in our group, Tuesday build model kits. I think he one who mentioned it to me that he wanted to get it, and but it was I think it was sold out.
Yeah, I mean that's a cool one. And Force Impulse. Okay, this Z Plus.
So awesome.
A1, A2, C1, C2 compatible version. So you know what we were talking, Steven, about like the difference between them. Does that mean this, comes with different pieces to have all the different variants?
It does, I mean, and the biggest giveaway is, we always talk about the crotch piece. and the backpack is a significant, there's a significant change in the backpack because the C1 has like a booster backpack, whereas the standard just has wings.
Okay, so it has like the boosters here. And so that is pretty cool because I'm just realizing it now. What's that?
It has the beam cannon on the forehead. I mean the Zeta cannon on the forehead.
Yeah. So that's cool. I'm just realizing it now that it does this. And I think this is supposed to be compatible with the boosters from the S Gundam.
Yeah, so that you can make the hummingbird.
Okay. Yeah. Man, so it's like, you know, total buying all that would be pretty expensive, but at the same time, I think it has a lot of value to it because there's really a lot that you could recreate from a line that people love or a story that people love that doesn't necessarily get a lot of love.
Exactly. I mean, like Sentinel is Advance of Zeta before Advance of Zeta.
Oh yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, that is. Would you say Advance of Double Zeta or does it happen after Double Zeta?
I think it's happens at the same time.
Same time. Okay. Yeah. I knew it was something like that. Okay.
I think it's the same timeline. I mean, not timeline, they same time.
Yeah, same time. Okay. Zia. Okay. And then we're getting into 2025. Yeah. Things that are coming out, which.
Yeah.
This looks sick. Proud Defender. And I guess that's supposed to be with the Mighty Strike Freedom with all of its stuff on. Again, Seed, but. And it's kind of fantastical because of the gold and all that.
Yeah.
But it's like. It's almost like, you know, like there's NASA punk, but this would be like future punk. You know what I mean? Where it's like, it almost looks like it's realistic, but it still has like the futuristic aesthetic to it, you know?
Well, cause like the Wing Zero from Endless Waltz kind of has like the feather wings and, you know, that looks a little more fantasy. This is like a more grounded version of that where it's like, it's still ostentatious, but still makes a little bit more sense, you know,
especially gold being used because I'm not a scientist, but I read the internet and I hear that, you know, gold is used. It can be used for like satellites and aircraft. It helps with that.
Conductive material. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's, honestly, you can use gold in like guitar parts. Like there's the gold plated cables that you use for,
interesting.
Yeah.
I did not know that. So a gold guitar would be awesome. A completely gold guitar, gold strings. This is all now coming to me. No. And I just love the katana. We were talking about it yesterday. Real world weapons in a giant mech.
Well, and it's like you love the combo. I love when whether it's a mecha or whether it, you know, it's a, just an anime character. I love when they have a combo of like one sword and like one beam saber or like, you know, just a mix. I think one great example is from that anime Inuyasha, where the villain Sesshomaru has two swords. He's got like the Tokijin, and then he has the Tensega. So he's got like two swords. Ironically, only has one arm, so like I don't know what two swords does for you, but each one has like its own unique properties.
What is this called again?
Inuyasha.
Okay, I might have to check that out. That actually sounds pretty cool.
Watched that.
Oh, you've watched that? You said?
I think I watched it. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of anime too. So.
Okay, actually, so I think Inuyasha got a shout out from Megan Thee Stallion. A few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's random. Yeah.
What?
That's so random.
This is one that I should have got, but it's funny. I have the model kit and I detailed it all up, even putting the red where you see the red here on the nipples, technically, and the decals and everything. It's just having the metal. Okay. What is going on? Having the metal, Robot Spirits version would just be great because it would just be a lot more sturdy of a structure. Even though I have the Hazen Thule, you know, high grade, this is a lot sturdier. But again, it's all that money, you know.
And these, you know, because it's an Advance of Zeta kit, like there's a bunch of parts that are compatible between this and some of the other cables, aren't there?
Yeah, because like I have the Hazel and. Then I bought the Harududu set and then the Wound Wart, and then they all, you can, and that's okay. That's actually something that's pretty cool. Cause it's like, you can make up your own Advance of Zeta, like loadout, which is actually a pretty good idea. I might try to do that and make a video like with Robot Spirits, not a Gunpla, but here's a custom loadout, make a story and all that. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to try to remember that. And I love that it has the sub arms doing its thing here. Love it. Like, this is a cool suit. And this was one that, you know, when I was last playing GBO2, I was always loving to use this suit just because of the different melee options it had.
Yeah.
You know, and that's about it for, you know, the action figures and all that. So, yeah, we'll just chat here for a little bit. So, Coach, what are some things this year in 2024 that have to do with Gundam? It could be either... Oh, actually, you do have to get the shows and movies parts. So.
Yeah, there you go. See, now.
Okay. So just
I was going to say that.
I'll get back to you on that. So let's do that real quick because it's not too much. It's basically, and all the entries were the Freedom movie, Requiem for Vengeance. Right. which, to be honest, that is awesome to get in 1 year. You know, so I can't complain. And, you know, between the both of them, again, not being a Seed fan, I did enjoy watching Freedom. And I even took my wife and youngest when we went to see it in the theater. I thought it was enjoyable because it is action-packed. And the other part that I really liked about it was, I think the reason like I got into Destiny is because I love the Shin character. And so in Freedom, they gave Shin this whole arc that really didn't have to do with anything else, but it's not like he had to be in any sort of... life-threatening drama. It was more of just him as this pilot kind of almost being domesticated, you know? And I think that was a really cool angle for the character to go. Richie, do you follow Seed or did you watch Freedom at all?
Yeah, I watch everything. So I'm on top of everything. I'll be honest, like Seed Destiny, Shin, in my opinion, was a bitch. So, but when Seed Freedom came out, this is like kind of him redeeming himself because he does say when during the battle, he says the justice was holding me back.
Yeah.
So when he said that, it's just like, but you know what's funny too, about back to the Gunpla, the new Destiny with the Zeus unit in the anime and in the movie, the joints were glowing red.
Yeah.
And the new Destiny, well, it's just a remold of it, but a different color. They don't have that. And that was cool. When I was like, that's, you know, not a lot of people caught on to it because, you know, he was wilding out doing his thing. But if you look closely, the joints in the Destiny start glowing and this red. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. I'm surprised like nobody in Gunpla has noticed that or tried to do that. But I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you should, man. Yeah, because I haven't even
paid attention for that. So I have an idea for that. So
yeah, Steven, what were your thoughts on Freedom?
I was a little bummed that the Destroy Gundam got mollywopped a little early on in the movie. I was like, yeah, come on, man. As big and bad as it was in Destiny, you know, seeing it get just kind of bodied in the first 10 minutes of the movie, it was kind of like, oh, man, you know. But no, I think that Shin got a sweet little redemption arc. You know, definitely... And I don't know. I liked him in Destiny because he's the Seed Camille, right? Like,
no.
But I don't know. He still didn't quite get Atherin's the hot happy ending favorite. That Camille did.
Atherin's always my favorite. Hey, just to watch Atherin beat the crap out of Jesus Yamato. That was my favorite part because you know he was acting like a baby, and you know sometimes you got to do that to your friends. Sometimes it just beat the friendship into them.
Yeah, I gotta say, no, that's that's a really good point because I feel like they did. I don't know how to explain it, but it's almost like they wrote the characters how they should be. Because as much as Kira's like this favorite, oh, he's Jesus, he's his badass, but Atherin secretly is really the more badass in terms of like down to earth. He gets it. And then he kind of lets Jesus do his thing, but then he's like, okay, come on. You know,
he's, you know, it, and everyone who watches Dragon Ball Z has the same vibes off of Kira and Atherin as they do with Goku and Vegeta. Like everyone likes Vegeta more because
that's a good point.
He understands. That's why he understands.
He gets it. You know, it's like you compare that to the Cell games in Dragon Ball Z where it's like Goku is sending his son to go fight Cell and everyone's like, what? Whereas Vegeta's really? Like, no, my son gets to stay back. I'm going to fight Cell.
Yeah, that's see, Dragon Ball Z, I tell you, that's I think something I did this year where my son got me to play one of the games and the story was unfolding. I was like, oh, interesting. But
you didn't skip the cutscenes?
No. Or did I?
You are a criminal cutscene skipper.
I know. It's pretty bad. But anyway, so yeah, to end with Freedom, I think that turned out really great, especially for Gundam, because it's like a competent film. You know, it wasn't anything cheesy or laughable or anything. But also how quickly they're like, oh, here's a prequel coming out. You know, so I wonder if it was more... they were working on it already, or they just had some extra stuff for the staff. It was successful. They already had this team. They're like, yeah, let's just work on some more stuff. And I think that's good.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it would be funny if they just like tease us for this prequel and then it doesn't come out for another 20 years. We're all sitting in the retirement home. Yeah, we're all sitting there in the retirement home at 60 going, I remember when this came out a long time ago.
It's funny because when I was getting into Gundam, that was kind of an ongoing little joke with Seed, was this movie or other series, I forget, was supposed to come out and it was just never coming out. And then it did. Yeah. So moving on to Requiem for Vengeance. Again, a cool surprise because it's like, okay, we're getting this Unreal Engine 5 CGI based Gundam. And, you know, I love it because it's Universal Century. 1 year war. I love the design of the Gundam EX. Like, it's not just, oh, that's a cool design. No, to me, like, no, that is a badass, like, Gundam design because it's military machine for me, you know?
It's scary, too.
What's that?
It's scary, too.
It's
like a skeleton.
Yeah, skeleton, Jason mask. You know, it has the scar, the damage later on. The only problem I have with it, which I can get over, but it's because I like to spread Gundam to get people into things, is the people, the CGI people, because
yeah, man.
Everyone I talk to, like, that's not into Gundam, like, even my wife couldn't stand it. She's like, are these people really going to look like this? You know? And I was like, yeah, I know it's hard, but then she liked the story, and it actually, she watched the whole thing and liked it, and she loved the ending. And I know a lot of people didn't, but even my dad, I think my dad might've started it, but the CGI people again, and I get it. It's, you have to, and I wonder, and it's funny because it's not like this is necessarily aimed for younger people, but I would assume a younger generation is more used to seeing CGI talking yeah. and could get used to it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was just disappointing because, you know, you see so many video games that seem to have better, you know, lip syncing and better facial animations than what we got from Requiem. So it was a little disappointing in that regard, but, you know, the easiest way to get over it is to just throw it in Japanese and read the subtitles, yeah. and then it doesn't matter if it syncs up with the voice.
That's true, because then you're really paying attention to when the action happens, and that's really well done. I mean, yeah. that is, they could put that into the anime. You know, yeah, like, you know, Silver Phantom, which we brought up in video games, even though it also has a story, but I was telling you yesterday, I feel like a lot of people missed out, because I could technically say that was a movie that came yeah. out this year, yeah. but I think because of the nature of, if I want to watch it again, I have to put on the headset, get in the right position. Oh, my controllers aren't synced again. What the heck? And then get it going and then get into it. And then after a while, it's uncomfortable, you know, but that had a pretty good story, and it did the thing where it would have traditional animation with the CGI or the polygons of the engine. So I think there's potential there, like, for, you know, something, and even Seed does it, but what they do with the CGI, like in Seed or Cuckoo's Doan's Island, is they try to use some shading in a way to make it look like it's part of the animation. Yeah. But what if they went all out? What do you think? If they go all out, Unreal Engine 5 for the battles, but hand-drawn or animation for the people? The scenery couldn't be realistic. They would have to do, like, matte painting-looking backgrounds.
Yeah.
It probably couldn't work, right?
I mean, I can tell you that they're already going the opposite direction, because if you look at, and, you know, I'm sure you guys can find it on YouTube, the leaked footage that has been airing at the, you know, at the Gundam Expo, the, like, Next Pavilion, how they've been showing the previews for, was it ALC?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The character that they're using, that, you know, the Lala Shar and Amuro characters, they are very clearly CG characters that have been shaded, like toon shaded, to look their 2D drawings. But I have to say, they look fantastic. Like,
yeah.
So that's kind of the, again, to add to the disappointment of Requiem for Vengeance, is, like, clearly you guys can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And so I think Requiem for Vengeance could be an example of an experiment, and so could the ACL, or whatever that's called, which is another thing that I guess that got released this year, right? Like a short?
I don't know if the short came out. I mean,
I think it was like if you went to the place, like they were playing it, unless that was just like a preview.
I think I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. But
yeah, it's like Char watching on his phone as Lala is doing like a TikTok dance or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. But so that's pretty cool how the year started with Freedom and ended with Requiem for Vengeance. You know, I think that's pretty good. So going back to my question from before, Richie, what is something this year in Gundam that you liked? It could be anything, even if it's just you at Gundam Base.
It was, going to the Gundam Base. That was another thing. That was a big thing this year. But I was happy that the Ultron came out, the Dragon Gundam.
Oh, yeah.
Also, it's coming on its way. Like, majority of P-Bandais, I was very, very happy about. Like, the Sword Calamity Gundam. What else? A couple others I can't think of right now. But majority, the Gunpla, I was happy about. Happy to watch Seed Freedom, Requiem for Vengeance. Mostly the story and the mobile suits and the mobile suit battles were most of the things that I like to watch. And I'm going to say this, and that Goof Custom is the MVP of Requiem for Vengeance.
Yeah, I can't wait for that to get a.
Something. Yeah, I want that. I want that to come out. Like, I'm thinking. See, this is why me and Steven are friends. This we think the same. So it's like I want a kit of that. Like, they come out with the Requiem for Vengeance, like Goof Custom. It's like I want to build an entire army of them.
That's, yeah, you know what? If they come out with one, I would do a diorama of it stabbing through the back of Venom EX. That would be a cool diorama.
The MVP shot. So. Yeah.
No, cool. Well, yeah, no, that's good. Good stuff. And, you know, yeah, thanks for being on Zionic Shadow. Check the link in the description for Sieg New York, but also the crew of Sieg New York is there as well. Yeah, thanks for being on. This was awesome. And it's your birthday, so that it's like kind of cool how that worked out. And, yeah, you know, that concludes, this part two of The Year in Gundam 2024. This is a cool experiment I wanted to try out, and I think the plan is do it again next year, make it bigger in terms of just more to celebrate, you know.
Yeah, drop your comments and suggestions down below, because like
that's a good idea.
We want to you know, obviously bring more people into it, bring more feedback into it, and and make it something that we love and appreciate everything Gundam for the year.
Yeah, definitely. No, totally. And you know, Robert Westfall with his happy early holidays, everyone. Yeah, appreciate that. To everyone out there. It's that time of year. Happy holidays. Hopefully everyone's pretty cool. And if you're feeling down, grab a Gunpla, watch a video on our channel.
Watch 0080.
No, and but no, really. And I'll try to do some streams, you know, on the weekends. I try to do those. So if you want to tune in to, you know, something to keep your spirits up, because I know how I can get on the holidays. But I could keep going with an exit. First of all, I'm just going to stop here. Thanks, everybody. Have a good one. We'll talk later.